Hey coach, just with like the kind of the even strength goal drought before Holy Cross, and then obviously you guys did well against Holy Cross. Just where do you kind of think your offense is at right now?
Yeah, we focused and I thought we generated more as a unit of five. We let the puck do the work way more. We anticipated better off the puck. We just played faster offensively. So I think I'm happy the strides we took this past weekend and constantly navigating, Matt, like connections and lines that are going to get the most out of everyone in each role. And, for what that's worth, I think that might look different against a BC and a Holy Cross and a Providence and a Northeastern. Like every team plays a little bit differently. So maybe it looks a little different.
Eli?
Yeah, so I was before you just said that I was going to ask about the Welkies and Riley Walsh playing together for the first time in a while, but I guess just what based off what you just said, do you look at the lines differently based on the opponent? Like, do you like certain groups against different styles of play compared to just rolling out maybe the same units game after game?
Yeah, the nerd in me does a little bit. I think more so in your depth, and if you have last change or not. But I like to think we've moved the lines around a little bit enough that like we can make subtle tweaks here and there. I don't think I think we're a great team and we want to build our lines to be dominant and build momentum against anyone that we play. But I think there could be subtle tweaks that are different depending on your opponent.
Sam?
I remember after the first BC game, and again, as you said, it was kind of a track meet, and you like didn't like necessarily want to be in that kind of environment. I know Vermont kind of had you guys in the track meet as well. Have you kind of worked on trying to get them more comfortable in end-to-end games, or do you still want to just like lock in on trying to make this like just your kind of style of slow pace play, I guess?
I think I'm always going to lean towards, establishing territorial advantage first and foremost. I think you just set yourself up to use your energy the most efficient. But I think like track meet style is fine if, but it's more so in my mind we get to that when we're not managing the how we're ending our shifts. It's like when we're starting our each shift kind of going back to our D zone and, playing the track meet that way, you're not setting yourself up for success, that's for sure.
Craig.
Thanks, Ashley. Tara, good to see you and chat with you. It's been too long
You,
as well.
Craig, I know.
Curious, I know the conversation started with this, but does the coaching staff view the 5-on-5 scoring as an issue? And if so, how concerned are you given that the power play is starting to heat up a little bit here?
I wouldn't say an issue. I think it was a natural area we highlighted to focus on, coming out of the bean pot. No, I mean, the way that we've been able to score this year, the way that we've been able to play fast when it is clicking, I think it just needed a little bit extra love. That's all.
Eli?
BC, Vermont this weekend, and not to look forward too much, but look, got a pretty daunting next 2 weeks. It seems like I think you guys play outside of yourselves the rest of the top five in Hockey East. Can you just kind of talk to me a little bit about how you guys are kind of heading into this weekend, knowing the caliber of teams you're playing next week as well?
Yeah, I'd like to think our preparation and messaging coming into this, even pre-bean pot, right? How do we take it one game at a time? It's gonna serve us, and I feel confident that our mentality and rhythm we've built in, I think it's gonna be staying healthy, managing our load and practices, but keeping the high and compete so that we're ready for game to game. It's gonna be a great test and it's gonna be cool to see.
How do you kind of like prepare for having two different teams on, back to back days, right? Like midweek, like how does that kind of work, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, luckily they both play a fast game. I think there are enough similarities, and not every weekend is gonna set you up that way. But I kind of like the BC Vermont matchup because they do play a really fast 200-foot game. Both teams get in on the forecheck, so some similarities we can build that way. We want to focus on controlling the neutral zone. I think special teams we always chip away, and we'll have a plan for both. I think the way that our team's been able to adjust Friday to Saturday, I like to think we're going to be able to make adjustments based on ourselves and then kind of the pre-scale for the opponent. I think we're in a good spot to be able to make those adjustments one game to the next because our foundation is so solid.
Go ahead, Eli.
We've talked about it a lot recently with the penalty kill. I don't think you guys have allowed a power play goal this calendar year, but just kind of getting into the nitty gritty, what do you think makes the players you roll out on the penalty kill, the certain units just so good at killing penalties.
They're smart. They can skate the game, but I think it's how they clear the puck. Their ability to, a failed clear, I think, is the fastest way to get scored on a PK. And you look at the Welkies, are a great example. I call it in soccer, they call it a rondo. Sorry, I can't think of the better. Just keep away. But if you look at the way the Welkies play hockey, it's a rondo all over the ice when they're on the kill. So I think that's one thing we really look for, if that analogy helps.
Greg?
Thanks, Ashley. Coach, will the Welkies be gone for a bit for Olympic qualifiers? And if so, can you pass along those dates, perhaps?
Good research, Craig. You got it. They'll be here this weekend, but the following week they'll be gone, which will bring in, as you, I'm sure you can do the math, three games. It's looking like they'll be out.
And is there any chance that you reward Mari, given her good play from last weekend, with a start again maybe this weekend?
That could be hard not to think about it, that's for sure.
Yeah, coach. I know Lola obviously scored on Friday, but she was the extra forward in both games. I guess, like, what are you just like looking to see from her to kind of get her back into the mix and on a line?
Yeah, to be honest, I think we can use her more right now as the 13th. I think just trying to find the role. How do we create a fourth line that you can put out there in any situation, especially when you don't have last change? And then how do we find ways to help Lola settle into a role that's impactful for her in the group? So right now, actually, her being in that 13 spot is us trying to use her more, funny enough.
I was also gonna ask. I was talking to Brian DeRocher a couple weeks ago, and he said that the BC win at Constantine, what he said it was arguably the best game you guys have played in 5 years. Like, I'm wondering, where does that performance rank for you in the 2 seasons you've been here as the head coach?
I didn't know that BD mentioned like last 5 years. That's a big compliment right there. I haven't honestly didn't have a lot of time to fully reflect on in the grand scheme of things. The more I reflect on it, just we've kept some opponents to the single game shot count this year. And to think the more that you go through the season, it what does reoccurringly like pop into my mind is, wow, yeah, we did that to BC on the road. So I think the more that we create games where we have those low shots against, puts it more and more context, that's for sure. And they played well, no doubt.
Is there any, maybe added comfort, just knowing that you guys are back at Walter Brown? Like, just I guess just what is being there again with all the new amenities, facilities do for, the comfort of your team and the confidence level?
Yeah, 100%. And I think we're just starting to really get the feel of it, this week. Just like the foot traffic. If you just think about our daily commute, if you will, I selfishly can already speak. I feel more rested. I'm walking 5 feet from our room to the ice every day, So it's little things like that. But I think you just get way more value out of your time together, where you were factoring in the 5 minute walk, you're factoring in the move, and now it's like you shuffle from one thing to the next. Everything flows nice, and they have their spaces to be. And I find we get more organic interactions with the players, like all of that stuff. We don't travel a lot in our league to begin with, but I think having this home stint, we felt it. I felt it. I can imagine the players did coming off of that road stint that we had. So I think excitement, the flow, the amenities, having time together. We're all starting to feel the benefit of that, and it's only been a few days.
And I guess just I guess on the ice as well. I remember you were mentioning back at the beginning of the season that playing at Aganis kind of provided some challenges on the ice for your team, just being a different arena venue. I don't remember the specifics, but is there anything like that moving back towards Walter Brown that you guys have noticed?
Just for me personally, it's too loud to speak in a media timeout, which the players probably appreciate. but no, I think the acoustics is the biggest thing you notice, the difference in our two rinks. The production element's cool. I think it matches it a lot. The girls are really excited about the light show element, that we're keeping that going over back at Walter Brown. So no, I think you're getting the same production, which is really cool now. And I think just the low ceiling, the band, how loud it is probably the biggest difference. Maybe a little bit of temperature, but that's also selfish to the coach perspective.
And then I guess just this doesn't really have to do with anything moving forward, but I believe it was on the first period on against Holy Cross on Saturday, the goal horn went off in the middle of the play. So I was just wondering kind of what what your reaction to that was, and if that like
Yeah.
stuck really well.
We knew that it was gonna be feeling it out the past weekend. So I wasn't surprised. And the girls ran with it, and we knew that they're gonna be working out some kinks. It's crazy to think how we got the team in there on the date that they determined. It was pretty remarkable.
Yeah, lesson for me, coach. You mentioned one game at a time earlier in the call, and that's something you mentioned before Holy Cross at the start of the semester. I'm wondering, like, are you able to be like kind of specific about what like going one game at a time actually looks like? Like, what are some things that you do when you're in that mindset?
Yeah, no, that's a great follow-up question. I think it starts from taking pride in every day. And I think our team's mature enough now to like give context to the game. Like we gave context to the Holy Cross game. It was 11 months since we played them there last, and fired us up a little bit. Like I think they're mature enough to give context to the game and where it lives in our schedule, but also know that like our preparation for how we show up to that game, it's one day at a time, and it's not just the game, it's the practice every day that week. So I think it's been our mentality all year, and then just highlighting that focus too as we go into the type of schedule we're in.
And Tara, maybe I'll jump in for one final one here as well. I'm curious, from the players' perspective and the current ones who are in the room, what do they think of this rivalry? Because we always hear BU, BC, and the Battle of Com Ave, and clearly it's a huge rivalry on the men's side, and don't want to diminish the rivalry on the women's side. In fact, you feel that it is that strong. I feel like you've had bigger games against Northeastern recently. I don't know. Describe the dynamic. Are they the number one rival? And how do the players feel? Is there real hockey hate there, or is it, just any other team?
Well, it's definitely a rival for sure. And I think you allude to, I mean, Northeastern's had a good run here. So like the way that we've matched up against different programs, but there's definitely a rival. We have fun with it. I think the coolest part right now, if I were to speak for our players and our staff, the excitement. Hockey East is a fun place to be when BU and BC are playing well. And I think that's the fun part right now for our league is like you think about how that past matchup lined up at Gannett, where we're both ranked nationally and like the head to head, like it just I think that to me is the best part. When BU and BC are doing well, that's a fun matchup to be in.
Definitely good for college hockey.
Yeah, no doubt.